他们俩一个叫刘峰，一个叫杨芳。他们原本应该在爱尔兰继续完成他们的学业，然而因为修炼法轮功，刘峰现在被非法关押在中国的劳教所，杨芳被监禁在自己的家中。
杨芳第一次来练功的时候是98年，当时一起来的呢还有好几个他们在一起的学生啊，我就感觉杨芳很特别，因为他我能感受到他的真诚真心想练功的那种心态啊，他也很勤快，在家里做做卫生啊，就是很多的时候他都是因为放学比较早嘛，所以早早回家以后就把饭菜都做好。另外一个朋友刘峰是一个高个子的男孩子，我是通过一个不修炼法轮功的朋友认识刘峰的。这个朋友后来移民去了加拿大，他把刘峰交给我说他是一个很好的孩子，咱们应该照顾他。
99年7月，中国江泽民集团开始镇压法轮功，消息传到海外，海外的法轮功学员十分震惊，他们从一开始便四方奔走，呼吁各界了解法轮功真相，呼吁中国政府停止迫害法轮功。也有很多人不顾个人安危，毅然决定回国上访，为法轮功说句公道话。当时在爱尔兰的法轮功学员戴东雪、赵平、刘峰和杨芳也决定利用圣诞节的假期回中国上访。
从媒体上得到的消息，这么多善良的修炼人在被迫害、被镇压，甚至被迫害致死，我们每一个人都非常的希望回到中国去看一看，看看到底那片我们曾经居住的国土上在发生着什么。
宁静的校园，善良的爱尔兰人，刘峰和杨芳在这片淳朴的土地上结识了教导真善忍的法轮大法。
I suppose the case of Zhao Ming really brought home to us what was happening in China. It's one thing to read about it in the newspapers or to read about it in a report, but when you know someone, a colleague, a friend, a student, who has gone home to visit his family and is detained simply because of their peaceful practice of their religion, and more importantly when you know what is happening to that person. So when we heard that Zhao had been arrested and we knew that the people being held in detention camps in China were being tortured, were being starved, and that in many cases they were dying because of the brutal treatment, then you are faced with a situation where you feel you really have to do something. So Trinity College in Dublin is one of the biggest and most prestigious colleges, and I suppose that gave us a very useful starting point.Where we were able to mobilize the students inside the university, we were able to use the international connections of the university and the good offices of the Provost of Trinity and other senior members of staff to really get the campaign going. But I think what this particular campaign shows is what can be done, that it's important to find a clear focus for the campaign and really keep up a consistent level of pressure, because the profile that Jean-Mi had, the fact that it was covered extensively in the mediaand that prominent members of the government were willing to speak out on his behalf really had a big impact.
99年底的时候呢，我是在回国休假期间呢，也是向政府提关于法轮功的意见上访，那么后来就被抓，又被劳教，将近两年之后我才又回到爱尔兰继续了学业。那么回来之后呢，就听说他们当时也是在同一期间嘛，99年年底的时候回去，那么也被抓了。刘峰呢，仅仅是因为递了一封给朱镕基要求停止迫害法轮功的一封信，就被捕，被没收了护照。他们现在都不能够回到爱尔兰继续他们的学业了。
And it also enabled us to highlight the general conditions in Chinese prisons and detention centers. The fact that more than 200,000 people are currently in detention in labor camps. We know for a fact that the government of China will say to the international community, we have signed international human rights conventions, we have brought in reform, but we know that in reality that has very little impact, that it is purely a cosmetic kind of reform. And that of those 200,000 people, many of those are still in prison for crimes which are no longer crimes. The Chinese government has deleted the offence from the statute book, but the people who were sentenced to prison terms are still in the labour camps, still existing in slave conditions and still being tortured. And that's something that we have to struggle and fight against.
Hello, my name is John Howe. I'm the principal of Dunleary College of Further Education in Ireland. And I'm delighted to get this chance to speak about Lu Feng, who was a student here in the college. He joined the college to attend a business course. It covered marketing, economics, global trade, foreign trade, all that, all those type of business subjects. Now, he attended for a short time, and from speaking to his teachers, Lu Feng was a very keen, well-behaved, hard-working student. His attendance was excellent. Now, he took a break to go home to China at Christmas time to visit his people in China, but unfortunately never returned and never got a chance to continue or finish his course and receive his qualifications, which is the most important aspect of it. We heard shortly after, when he didn't come back, we heard from some of his friends that he had been arrested in China, and we become very concerned about him. We didn't know what was happening to him. We heard he was put away in captivity, taken away from his family. We weren't sure what the story was. So we did hear then that he was a practitioner of Falun Gong, and we had a visit from some of his friends in Dublin. Now, we did do some research on Falun Gong, and we found that it was a very good group of people who basically worked to improve their spirituality and their mind and body, which is to be recommended at any time.
我所认识的刘峰呢，是一个非常正直积极，一个非常善良的一个男青年。那时候他来爱尔兰的时候，一开始呢是先念的语言学校，那么后来呢他念的是 business diploma。一开始他刚上 diploma 的时候，由于语言的原因啊，课程听和做作业啊还是比较吃力的，但是他那时候非常努力。那么第一个学期结束的时候呢，他做作业啊、听讲啊，这整个课程已经能够比较轻松的跟下来了，就是他就提高非常快的学业上。那么练法轮功之后呢，他身心变化也很大，那么这对他的学业也是很大的帮助，就精神状态、身体状态都改善非常大。
So, as I said, we're very concerned about the student. Now, I have sent letters off to our TD, who was interested in it, Tom Kitt. And I also sent off an amnesty card to Brian Callum, who is the Minister for External Affairs, urging them to do something about Lu Feng. And we would appeal now to the authorities in China to release Lu Feng immediately, in order that he may continue his studies here in Ireland and achieve his ambition to receive his diploma. My knowledge of China is very restricted to what I read. And from what I read from history, China was an excellently developed country culturally and every other way in the past, thousands of years ago, before other countries had a history to speak of. And I can't understand what has happened in China now. Why are the authorities in China so afraid of an intellectual organization, an organization who want to improve their spirituality, their body? I can't understand what has happened there now. They have nothing to be afraid of. China is a very powerful people, and their strength is in their people. And I don't know why they now close down everything and act in the way they do, locking up their people without a fair trial, for no reason, apparently.
我们在自由的社会里呼吸着自由的空气，享受着天赋的人权。然而，刘峰和杨芳，两个风华正茂的年轻学子，为着真善忍的理念而付出了自由的代价。像刘峰、杨芳、赵明这样的，因为信仰、因为维护真理而被残酷迫害的例子，在中国成千上万，比比皆是。在过去四年的惨无人道的迫害中，中国江泽民流氓集团耗费了国家财政的四分之一，数以千万计的法轮功学员流离失所，家破人亡，数以十万计的法轮功学员被非法劳教判刑，而已确知在关押中被酷刑折磨致死的法轮功学员已超过953人。路漫漫其尽，这场对真理和人权的疯狂迫害已遭致天怒人怨，国际社会正义的声音不断使这场邪恶迫害的发动者感到胆寒。我们再次呼吁行动起来，营救刘峰、杨芳，营救所有受迫害的法轮功学员。
2 years ago, when I was jailed in China's labor camp, you were standing out and speaking out for my release. Today, the man rescued by you is standing here together with you. The campaign for other people